Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am proud to be a Pet World Insider. One of the things that I love to do is go out and visit the different sanctuaries that are out there. I like to call them suburban safaris because, let's face it, living in the city, a lot of times I don't come across, lions, tigers, or bears in my everyday adventures. Yet there are people, for whatever reason, like to think that they can have these exotic animals as pets. Well, eventually they come to realize they are wild animals for a reason, and these animals end up in peril. It is because of great work by many people, including our next guest, that these animals are saved and brought to a sanctuary. I want to welcome to the show Bobby Brink from Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for all that you're doing. Great work. Let me ask you, how did Lions, Tigers, and Bears get started?
Well, I actually, believe it or not, I'm originally from San Diego, and I moved to Texas to open a restaurant. And while I was opening a restaurant and looking in the classified ads, I would discover ads that said Lions, Tigers, Cougars, Jaguars for sale. So I saw that Jaguar ad and I wanted to go look, and I did. And when I got there, sure, the lady had cougars, jaguar, leopard for sale, and you could just give her cash and walk out the door with a new pet that day. And so then I started, you know, looking a little bit more, and I actually started working for a breeder, and that's how I discovered the disgusting exotic animal trade that we have in our country.
It is really appalling. I've got to say, I am shocked. I have family members who live in Texas, and I've seen those ads as well. It is amazing in this day and age that that type of thing still happens. What did you decide to do, and why were you so moved into action?
Well, you know, at first, I just wanted to be around the animals. I just love animals, so I wanted to, you know, work around the animals. So I went to work for a breeder, and I quickly learned that was the wrong side of the fence. And then I just started watching what was going on, and I tried to help some leopards. So my husband and I paid to build a leopard habitat, you know, the deal being that they wouldn't breed them. And it wasn't like a month later after the habitat was finished, they were bred. Ugh. And that's kind of when we said, okay, you know, that's it. We're going to do this ourselves, or we're not going to do it. So we started looking into what it would take. And even in that time, you still see that these animals, they're bred for nothing but profit. The people who breed them, they don't care how they're housed or anything. They'll pull them when they're 8 days old from the mother before the eyes are even open, so that it brings the female back into heat so they can just continue breeding for a profit.
That is heartbreaking. I've got to say, I am really, this is one of those issues that really touches me. I have been fortunate to be out to some of these sanctuaries, get to hear the stories, and see how big a need there is. In your opinion, why is there such a big need for sanctuaries like Lions, Tigers, and Bears?
Well, one of the reasons, I think, is, of course, people take them on as pets. But then the people that do the photo ops, which is where you can get your picture taken with a baby animal. So these animals, they're only legally allowed to use them from when they're 8 weeks old to 12 weeks old. And after that, they're totally disposable. So in order to keep their business going of taking the pictures, they've got to constantly breed the animals. So some of these breeders will breed a couple hundred or more per year. And then they're either being sold to the game hunt ranches, sold into the exotic animal trade for their body parts, put down, or the lucky ones end up at a place like mine.
Wow. That is staggering. I'm horrified. And you think for 4 weeks, 4 weeks of photos, unacceptable. Oh, that is terrible. I know we've been to one of the sanctuaries that has one of those animals, and they're drugged, and they're just mistreated the entire time. If you come across one of those, don't patronize that. That is not worth it for a picture. It just, so upsetting to me. Now, let me ask you, lions, tigers, and bears, who was your first rescue? And how many animals and breeds do you currently have at Lions, Tigers, and Bears?
Well, we have 55 rescued animals, 17 different species. And the first two that we brought here were two tigers, Raja and Natasha. They came from Alvin, Texas, and they were backyard pets. They had lived in a 6x12 cage together at least 5 years, no shade, no shelter. So they were the first two that we brought out here. And when we brought them, Natasha was pregnant. So two of our tigers were born here. So we actually ended up with four for that rescue.
Wow. That's incredible. Now, very quickly, you had to get up to speed, I would imagine, on their needs, how to handle them, how to treat them. What was that process like?
Oh, that took a long time. You know, this is one thing that I always tell people. If you're going to help the sanctuaries and you're going to frequent the sanctuaries, because a lot of times the sanctuaries are actually the cause of the problem, please look for accreditation. Because what accreditation does is it's a peer review, and they go through everything. They go through your financials. They go through your safety records. They look at your habitats and how the animals are housed, the vet care, you know, everything. So they make sure that you're doing it right and the funds are going where the funds are supposed to go.
Absolutely.
So it took, you know, a while to go through all of that and, you know, get the permit, county permits for the property and the permits to house the animals. And it's one animal at a time, one day at a time. Every life counts.
Yeah, what's the biggest challenge that you go through on a daily basis?
You know, it's really hard to say no. We can't rescue all the animals, and getting the funds to build habitats is probably the hardest part because, you know, with more habitats, of course, we could rescue more animals. But when we take an animal, it's for life.
Right.
So we've got to be able to provide for that particular animal for its life. And a tiger can live 20-plus years in captivity, and a bear could live up to 30 years. So it's a pretty big commitment with each animal. So I would have to say having to say no all the time is really hard.
I really applaud what you're doing. I'm looking forward to having you on the show to talk about more of the things that are going on because there's so many important issues happening right now. But Bobby, for those who want to get more information about lions, tigers, and bears, where can they get that?
www.lionstigersandbears.org.
Lionstigersandbears.org, and is spelled out. Folks, take a look. See the great work that they're doing. Bobby, you've got so many great things going on at Lions, Tigers, and Bears. We didn't even have time to talk about the upcoming Ohio Bear Rescue. What I'd love to do is hold you over past the break and bring you back if that's okay.
That's fine.
Wonderful. Folks, we're going to be right back with more from Bobby from the Lions, Tigers, and Bears Sanctuary after these messages.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.